Hi everybody, I thought I'd bring out another video. I'm doing this as per the Holy Spirit's urging. And like I said, if we pass critical dates, we go on to the next. But I think this video is going to be pretty colossal, in my humble opinion, as the leading of the Holy Spirit over the last couple of days. So I want to present this to you and ask that you like and share, but more so share. I'm not trying to get kudos for myself, as everything is all for the glory of God, not for me. But I want this to be shared with others, as they're is a lot of critical stuff that's coming up. As you see, we're crossing a point of no return, both the rapture and destruction coming very soon. So with that, I'll go from here. So we're at the precipice of where we're about to cross over a threshold in the coming weeks. In particular, starting with the total solar eclipse, April 8th, as many of you know. So I'm not going to go into details on the total solar eclipse. I'm only going to touch on it for the topic at hand as I go forward, but not really cover it. I think it's already being greatly covered by many channels out there. So my main point is the upcoming events, and then crossing over this threshold, which I believe, and you're starting to see things occur now around the world, including with the Francis Scott Key Bridge being collapsed just yesterday. But there's more to come, so I want to cover that. And I'll say here too, my dog is pretty heavily snoring, and my throat's pretty raspy from allergies, but please forgive that in advance, and let me go again from here. So since I have a tendency in my videos not to put the information, the critical information, till the end of the video, so it just kind of drags until that point, I want to put on here what I'm going to cover as I go through this video, and it's not limited to that. So I'm going to have the Devil's Comet could be visible during the April 8th total solar eclipse. I'm also going to go back and cover the 1811 and 1812 New Madrid earthquakes that were felt as far as Washington, D.C. and Boston, which was about 900 miles away. Then there was church bells, including the Liberty Bell replica, not the one in Philadelphia due to the crack, but the replica that's in Boston that rang 1,300 miles away from the shaking of the 1811 and 1812 New Madrid earthquakes. Then there was the War of 1812 that followed those earthquakes, as well as other events. So this is just a limited amount. And also, the sinking of the Titanic occurred in 1912, almost 112 years ago. So right now, we're still on the 111th anniversary until April 15th. So that's the 111 symmetry that you've been seeing, including in Repo Man 64's 1111. But there's also this channel, and I highly recommend you go to this channel, and it's called From Games to God. And I'll have a little bit more of a pic I have of his, so I'll put his information in the description box. But he's only got a few subscribers, and I think his channel warrants way more subscribers than that. So please check it out and subscribe to his channel to help get out that information as well. But I also see the rapture and destruction of the USA coming very soon. So I will be covering the chronology of the events of the Titanic, and as I think that's applicable to our crossing over from the 111 to the 112 point that I just showed a little bit earlier. So everybody, or just about everybody, is familiar with Ecclesiastes 1:9, which is paraphrased that there's nothing new under the sun. But starting in verse 5, it says, "The sun also rises, and the sun goes down, and hastens to the place where it arose." So, in other words, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west, and 24 hours later, it's doing the same thing. It's repeating again, rising again in the east the next morning, and then setting again in the evening. And of course, the famous verse right here in verse 9, that which is has been is what will be, that which is done is what will be done, and there is nothing new under the sun. So that is actually true with upcoming events that are about to occur over the coming weeks. So we already know about the X, or the Tav, that's about to occur over the United States. There was the one that traversed the United States on August 21st, 2017, which is Soros number 145, and the upcoming one, which is about to occur in another week on April 8th, 2024, which goes through Mexico and exits through Nova Scotia, goes through many cities, as you know, named Nineveh. So that is Soros number 139. And if you look at the Soros numbers only, that repeated itself with the eclipses that traversed Turkey prior to the February 6 earthquakes in 2023. So there was a similar X that was formed over Turkey and Ortav that occurred in August 11th, 1999, and that was Soros 145, which is the same in a series of solar eclipses. I'm not going to go through what that means. You can look that up on Google, what the Soros numbers mean. But that's identical to the August 21st, and they had that eclipse again on August 11th, 1999, which traversed in this direction. And then they also had on March 29th, 2006, Soros 139, which is the same series of solar eclipses that falls under the Soros number 139 for our upcoming X on April 8th. And theirs was this solar eclipse that went that way and intersected over Turkey near the region of where the earthquakes occurred in February of 2023. So with those two eclipses that form an X or Tav over the United States and earlier over Turkey, I think it's alluding to a possible great earthquake. And theirs was a 7.8 on the Richter scale, or magnitude, that occurred last year in February. But this may be a possible upcoming earthquake over the New Madrid zone for the United States, with the Soros numbers being identical. Furthermore, the duration between the eclipse dates, not the years, for Soros 139, which was the one in Turkey, was on March 29th, and ours is on April 8th. That's a duration of 10 days separation. And with Soros 145, which theirs was on August 11th, and ours was earlier on August 21st, and that was the one in 2017. The duration between the dates again is 10 days. So there's that similarity. So, furthermore, with the number 7, both the Anatolian and the New Madrid seismic zones form the number 7. So here's the one over Turkey, and they're called both the East and the North Anatolian Fault, and that's where the series of earthquakes and aftershocks occurred during the 2023 earthquakes in Turkey, forming the number 7. At the New Madrid zone, these are mapped out from the 1811, 1812. You notice that over New Madrid, near the Boot Heel of Missouri, it forms also the number 7. But you notice that this one looks leaner than this one, and that's similar to Pharaoh's dream that he had, that Joseph interpreted, which was he had the dream of the 7 fat cows and the 7 lean cows, and they represented 7 years of feast followed by 7 years of famine in Egypt. And then the New Madrid seismic zone is pretty much near the region of Little Egypt in Illinois. So I think the United States is about to enter its, or is starting to enter into its 7 years of famine, which will be, of course, after the rapture. But there's those similarities, and like Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's nothing new under the sun. So since there's nothing new under the sun, I wanted to take a closer look at the total solar eclipse paths that traversed over Turkey, forming the X or the Tav. And so you have this region of complete totality where they intersect, and that's where the Anatolian faults are. And this is also the region, but more so west towards the coast, of the seven churches of Anatoly, or in other words, the seven churches of Revelation, which I'll go a little bit into. But the region that had the greatest earthquake, magnitude earthquakes, was in, so that was in the Karaman Maras earthquake epicenter region in Turkey, and this is where those greatest earthquakes occurred. So it's a little bit towards the southwest of where the intersecting region is for the paths of those two eclipses. So if you superimpose the Turkey earthquakes and eclipses over the map of the United States, the 2017 and the upcoming April 8th total solar eclipse, they almost completely match one for one. This red region is the area of totality that was for the intersection in Turkey, so it's almost an identical match to ours. And then where the region of the earthquakes that occurred in Turkey, that was southeast of there, it falls directly over Nashville, Tennessee. So, am I saying that there could be an earthquake over the New Madrid zone and that Nashville will be potentially hardest hit? I have no idea, but I do find this very interesting, to say the least. So, I also wanted to touch briefly on the seven churches of Anatoly also known as the seven churches of the Book of Revelation. So, with the earthquakes that occurred in Turkey, the highest magnitude earthquakes occurred outside of the city of Kahramanmaraş. Sorry if I mispronounced that. But the greatest density of aftershocks were in this city, Gaziantep. And then the churches, the seven churches of the Book of Revelation, are in the coastal region of Turkey. But I noticed this spacing and I thought, wow, this looks kind of like a one-to-one spacing with the Church of Philadelphia and the Church of Laodicea. So when I did an overlap or superimpose the two cities of the earthquakes shown here in the two white circles, I didn't put them on top so that you could see. I offset it a little bit so you could see the spacing. And then the seven churches of the Book of Revelation shown in the red squares, you can in fact see that the Karamanmaras, where the two largest earthquakes occurred, is directly over the Church of Philadelphia, while the aftershocks that were centered around the town of Gaziantep is actually overlays with the Church of Laodicea. So there seems to be a one-to-one correlation between those two earthquakes that occurred in February of 2023 and the Church of Philadelphia and Laodicea. So I wanted to also take a closer look at the crossroads area between our two eclipses, and in that region of intersection of totality is the Shawnee National Park, which is completely enclosed in this region and falls within in between both the Mississippi and the Ohio rivers. And when you zoom in even further within that crossroads totality region, like I said, is the Shawnee National Park. But again, southeast of the central part of the Shawnee National Park is a city called Anna, Illinois. So there is also tons of Shawnee and Anna connections associated with the events that occurred with the New Madrid 1811 and 1812 earthquakes and stuff that I see that could potentially occur in the coming weeks after our total solar eclipse that traverses over Little Egypt near the New Madrid seismic zone. So prior to the 1811 New Madrid earthquakes, it was preceded by the appearance of what they call a great comet, and it was brightest during when the earthquakes occurred. And the name of this comet is Tecumseh's Comet, and Tecumseh was a Shawnee Indian leader whose name means shooting star or he who walks across the sky, and that was his given name at birth. But prior to this, great comet of 1811, named Tecumseh's Comet, it has an orbit of 3,065 years. So prior to this earthquake, it was last seen during the times of Ramses II in Egypt. And of course, where the eclipses are going to intersect is in Little Egypt. And as I just mentioned, that Tecumseh's Comet was seen prior to the 1811 New Madrid earthquakes, but was seen 3,000 plus years earlier during the times of Ramses II in Egypt, and this pathway of totality will occur over Little Egypt. What's interesting is Tecumseh's Comet was discovered on March 25th of 1811, the same day as our penumbral lunar eclipse that just occurred 2 days ago. But because it was obscured by moonlight, it was also founded by Jean-Louis Pons later on April 11th of 1811 in Europe, and that was called Napoleon's Comet in Europe instead of Tecumseh's Comet. So with the upcoming Devil's Comet called 12P Pons Brook, the same discoverer, Jean-Louis Pons, it's expected to be visible during the time of totality over Little Egypt on April 8th of 2024. So there's just so many similarities going on. And then, of course, Napoleon. And again, Tecumseh means he who walks across the sky. And that sounded so similar to Methuselah, which means his death shall bring. So just as Tecumseh's Comet, or AKA Napoleon's Comet, was discovered by Jean-Louis Pons, and this comet was seen preceding the 1811 New Madrid earthquake, we also have the Devil's Comet, who's discovered by Pons, in addition to Brooks, may also be seen during the totality part of the April 8th total solar eclipse, in particular over Little Egypt. Furthermore, the Shawnee chief Tecumseh was affiliated with the War of 1812. So I'm just going to go ahead and read this. The Shawnee chief Tecumseh created alliances with other nations to resist American settlers pushing into their land. War between the U.S. and Great Britain was declared on June 18th of 1812. One of the first battles was a major defeat for the Americans. Tecumseh's Confederacy allied with the small British militia and forced Americans to surrender Detroit in August of 1812. Later, British troops burned down the Capitol and White House, called at that time the Presidential Mansion, in retaliation for the American forces looting and burning York, Canada. So this was the origination of the War of 1812, and they burned down the White House at that time. So the first engagement of the War of 1812 was between the Shawnee, in combination with the British against the Americans. And I'll go ahead and read this too. The Shawnee homelands, covering most of the current states of Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, western Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, were the first epic battleground in the United States' acquisition of new territory. Tecumseh had two meetings with the Indiana Territory governor, William Henry Harrison, who became our ninth president. But Harrison destroyed Prophetstown, which is a part of this first engagement of 1812. So Tecumseh's younger brother, Tense Wattawa, I believe, aka the Prophet, he was the founder of Prophetstown, which is now Indiana. And this is also another connection with Anna the prophetess, and I'll go into that. So just as the intersecting region of the two total solar eclipses that traverse the United States, that is the region that encompasses the Shawnee National Forest, along with the city of Anna, Illinois. So there's the Anna the prophetess, to Ken Swatawa, the prophet connection. I think I mispronounced his name, but again, Tecumseh's younger brother is Ten Swatawa, and that means the prophet, and he was the founder of Prophetstown, which is now Indiana, and you have the Anna connection with her being the prophetess, and she was a part of the tribe of Asher, and the banner of Asher is the olive tree. So in Genesis 30:13, it says, Leah said, I am happy, for the daughters will call me blessed, and she called his name Asher, and that was the son of Leah and Jacob. And the number 30:13 without the zero is 313, but it can be transposed to 331 or March 31st, and that might be alluding to something that might be coming up in the next few days. So in Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38, you have Anna bears witness to the Redeemer Jesus, and it says in verse 36, Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, and I'll go on from here. So Anna the prophetess is mentioned again in Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 38, but if you add up the summation of 36 plus 37 plus 38, it equals to 111, which is that symmetry between the blood moon tetrads. And there's 88 days between the annular ring of fire solar eclipse that occurred October 14th of last year, and 88 days again from that 111 symmetry of the blood moon tetrad to this upcoming total solar eclipse on April 8th of 2024. So there's the 88 and 88, and there's also a butterfly known as Anna's 88, which is shown here, and this image is courtesy of the YouTube channel from Games to God again. And again, go check out his videos as they're really phenomenal. But I had noted that Mercury's orbit around the sun is equal to 88 days. And I'm not going to debate the flat Earth versus or the flat solar system, or Mercury's orbit around the sun takes 88 days. You have the symmetry of Anna the prophetess mentioned in Luke chapter 2, which is verses 38, 36 through 38, which sums to 111, and that's the symmetry seen here. And again, between the annular solar eclipse ring of fire, October 14th, to the symmetry date of January 11th is 88 days. And from there to the upcoming total solar eclipse is another 88 days from the line of symmetry. And that's also a connection with Anna's 88 butterfly shown here. But since it's speaking of Mercury having an orbit of 88 days, in Acts chapter 14, verse 12 of the King James Version only, it says, And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, which means Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. And if you look at other versions, they use the Roman god name. So you need to look at the King James Version only. So you see the symmetry between the 111, Anna's 88 butterfly, the 88-day orbit around the sun for Mercury, and then in Acts 14, verse 12, again, the King James Version only, you have Paul being called Mercurius or Mercury. So there's a lot of connections between Anna again, which is within that region of totality of the intersecting two eclipses across the United States. So you might be asking, how does Mercury come into play? Well, prior to the 1811 earthquake at the New Madrid zone, with the Great Comet or Tecumseh's Comet or Napoleon's Comet, there was a very close Mercury, the Great Comet or Tecumseh's Comet conjunction during that year with alignment with the Earth. And they believed that this close conjunction of the comet and the planet Mercury formed a crustal weakness at the New Madrid zone due to it being a near-Earth orbit or a NEO at that time prior to the earthquake eruption in 1811. So at the time of the total solar eclipse over Little Egypt, and here's the Pons-Brook comet or Devil's Comet, it is directly pretty much all in the same scene. Jupiter, Pons-Brook, or Devil's Comet, Mercury, and the total solar eclipse all on April 8th at the time of the maximum eclipse is all in the scene and seems to be in agreement with Acts 14, verse 2, with Jupiter being Barnabas, the Devil Comet or Tecumseh's Comet, Mercury being Paul Mercurius, and the total solar eclipse all in the heavenly scene together per Acts 14, 12. So I had found this information, but I can't recall where I got the source from, but if I find it, I'll include it about near-Earth objects or NEO, but it stated that the New Madrid seismic zone earthquakes of 1811 through 1812 may not have been caused by strictly run-of-the-mill seismic activity. The possibility that some near-Earth orbit or NEO, such as the Great Comet of 1811, which is Tecumseh's comet, was an outside of the box crustal stressor. If a NEO involvement is found, then some fear of the unknown about the timing of the next big one pertaining to the New Madrid earthquake may come to be dispelled. So the possibility of the Devil's Comet might be another outside the box crustal stressor for the New Madrid zone and be the cause of the next big one in that region, and that might be coming soon. So there are also other anticonnections which are associated with the Titanic sinking and the sequence of events that are coming up. So I'm getting there, so please hang in there. I'm just about finished. So there's the analemma, I'm calling it the analemma, which is the figure eight that the sun makes in the sky if you measure the position of the sun from your location at the same time of the day, say at noon, for every day of the calendar year, it forms this figure eight. And here's another view of that figure eight. The lobe is a little bit smaller on the upper section while the lower section's quite larger. It's almost like an hourglass, but it forms the figure eight. And if you zoom into the region of the center part where they intersect, shown over here, that occurs twice a year, but the first one is on April 14th if it's a leap year, or April 15th if it's on a non-leap year. So on those dates was the transition from the 14th of April, 111 years ago, to April 15th, which will become the 112th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. So there's a crossover point between those two dates, just like with the analemma between a non-leap year and a leap year. But more importantly, we're still within the 111th anniversary, or the 111, but at the time of the sinking, on April 15th, we will go into the 112th year. So the crossover point for the Titanic sinking, that becomes the 112th anniversary, that occurs on April 15th of 2024. So I think from this total solar eclipse, we're still in the 111 time frame, but then we're about to soon cross over the threshold, this red line represented here, into the 112th year, all of it being represented by the sequence of events associated with the Titanic sinking. So I wanted to take a look at the transition of the sequence of events that occurs during the first part of the Titanic sinking, and then the time period from when the Titanic is completely underwater, submerged underwater, which was on April 15th, and then that becomes the 112th year since the sinking of the Titanic, where prior to this red line, we're still in the 111th year, the last hours prior to the sinking of the Titanic. So I wrote down the sequence events that are listed. They have a lot of complete logs, but the Titanic's duration was 2 hours and 40 minutes. When it struck the iceberg, it was at 11:40 p.m. thereabout. At 2:15, excuse me, at 2:17 a.m., the Titanic breaks into two. Then at 2:20 a.m., the Titanic slips beneath the surface of the water, and then it reaches the bottom of the ocean at 2:24. But that's the complete sinking that occurs at 2:20 a.m., and the rest of it is when the Titanic is completely submerged but falls to the bottom of the ocean. And then on the next day, on the 15th of April 1912, at 4:10 a.m., the Carpathia arrives, and it says plucks survivors of the Titanic from the lifeboats. Lifeboat number two is the first to be evacuated. And I'll go back into this, but the Carpathia, I wanted to look up where the meaning of that word stems from, the word Carpathian, which has its origin in the I don't know, excuse me on, I'll have to skip that. Greek, which is Carpathis Oros, meaning rocky mountain. So then I noticed something that was really, I think, intriguing and will actually be colossal, in my humble opinion, on what's about to play out. So highlighted here is just for the total solar eclipse over Little Egypt. It begins at 11:42. Just looking at the numbers, it's actually 12:42 Central Daylight Time, but if you fall back, it's 11:42 Central Standard Time. And that's virtually the starting time of when the Titanic hits the iceberg. They actually rounded it down to 11:40 p.m., but I think it was 11:42 p.m. not looking at the AM versus the PM, but just strictly the numbers. So 11:42 is when the eclipse begins over Little Egypt, Illinois, and that's when the Titanic strikes the iceberg. And then the time of totality, just the total eclipse part, not the partial parts at the start and the end, but the total eclipse duration is 2 minutes and 40 seconds. So that's 2:40. And the Titanic's duration is 2 hours and 40 minutes from the time the Titanic strikes the iceberg to where the Titanic reaches the bottom of the ocean. And then finally, from the onset of the total solar eclipse over Little Egypt, so when it first starts, to when it completely finishes and the sun's back being unblocked by the moon, is a total of 4 minutes and 10 seconds, so 4:10, and the Carpathia arrives to pluck the survivors from the Titanic's lifeboats. The lifeboat number 2 is the first to be evacuated, occurs at 2:10. Again, not looking at the AM, but in the minutes and seconds, but just the numbers. So I think this is how the sequence of events are about to play out with the United States. And then note that at 2:17, it is when the Titanic breaks into two parts. So just as with the Titanic and its passengers thinking that that ship was unsinkable, the same belief is true, in my humble opinion, for the United States, that we do not believe that the United States will sink and will fall. So now going back to this slide for the chronology of events that occurred with the Titanic sinking from the date of the 14th of April, and then it was completely underwater at 2:20 a.m., but it hits the bottom of the ocean 4 minutes later. The transition across this red line goes into the 112th or 112 from the 111. So I think we're at the point of no return. And then at 4:10 is when the Carpathia arrives to pluck the survivors from the Titanic from lifeboats, and they're evacuated. And again, Carpathia in the Greek means Rocky Mountain, and we know that Jesus Christ is our solid rock. So this is just my speculation. It's not, thus says the Lord, but this is what I'm seeing based on the Titanic's sequence of events from the time it strikes the iceberg to the time it sinks to the bottom, and then the survivors are plucked or rescued at that point. So I think at the onset of the total solar eclipse at 11:42, and they just rounded this down to the nearest number. So I think it could easily have been 11:42 that it struck the iceberg. So I think when the eclipse starts, just begins over Little Egypt, I think we're going to strike the iceberg proverbially, and that might be the shaking or the onset triggering of the New Madrid fault. Then it has at 12:30 the next day, but that's not the crossover point to where it sinks completely. On at and I'm not saying when it crosses over on the clock time, but when it completely sinks. Then the lights go out and the ship is broken into two pieces, and that could be the New Madrid Fault breaks the United States from west to east. And prior to that, the lights go out, and that's when the time of totality of the total solar eclipse, but here it might be the lights go out in the United States when the two parts start to fall into two pieces from the great shaking of the New Madrid earthquake. Then the ship starts to bow, and I think the forward part, I forgot what it's called, the excuse me, I know it, but and that might be the eastern part of the United States, and followed by the western part of the United States being pulled under as well. Then the Titanic slips completely beneath the surface of the water. And then 4 minutes later, the total duration of totality, which was at 2:40, which is the duration of the Titanic's chronological sequence of events. And then, some 2 hours later, so from start to finish of the totality of the total solar eclipse, that's when the survivors are plucked or snatched away and are evacuated by the Rocky Mountain, the rock of our salvation, Jesus Christ. So from Carbondale, Illinois, which is in very close proximity to Little Egypt, Illinois, here is the total solar eclipse information from the time that it begins, its maximum, to the time that it ends, with a duration of the time shown and then the totality that was shown. And it's starting here, it has 12:42, but if you fall back daylight Central Daylight Time to Central Standard Time, it would be 11:42, because they didn't have daylight savings back during the time of the sinking of the Titanic. And so I think we're seeing what's about to occur. I don't know, like I said, it's not thus says the Lord, but there is a one-to-one correlation between this upcoming total solar eclipse over Little Egypt and the sequence of events shown associated with the chronological events of the sinking of the Titanic. So I'll conclude here with Christ is our lifeboat and our rock, or our Carpathia of salvation. So it's time to get on the lifeboat. If you guys have not been saved yet, please get saved. The time is very, very short. I'm seeing April 15th as a possible rapture date, or the harpazo. I'm not saying thus says the Lord, but it's really looking that way after this total solar eclipse. And it might occur on the day of the solar eclipse, or it transitions from the 111 to the 112, which is April 14th, which is the 111, and it transitions over to the point of no return to April 15th, the 112, or the 112th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. So again, Christ is our lifeboat. Get on the lifeboat, as he is our rock and our salvation, our Carpathia. Anyways, I hope that this video has been a blessing to you. Please like and share this video, as I think it's pretty massive. It's a massive finding, in my humble opinion. And time to get your houses in order. The time is too short. We're already coming up on March 31st, which was another high watch date, but especially the first half of the month of April, in particular during the time frame of the total solar eclipse on April 8th and the date of the sinking of the Titanic on April 15th. So anyways, I'll stop here, but please share and like this video again. And I want it to get out to not only those who are likely to be the bride and will be raptured or harpazo, but for those friends and family members who are left behind. You need to do that as a watchman and as a part of the body of Christ, which they will be part of the great multitude, the great harvest that will join us later on. So it's important and critical for them as well to get this information. Anyways, again, I hope it's been a blessing and I shall talk to you soon. If not, I'll see you in the clouds. Take care.